It's the Between the Lines post-game report from TCF Bank Stadium. Mike Wobshaw with Paul Allen. 38-7, we lose to Seattle. That's not how we drew it up.
No, it's, I mean, Seattle's not 38-7 better than the Vikings, but nevertheless, they were today. And there were so many inadequate things that I'm just curious what the coach is going to say to the team after the game. They got a short week against Arizona this week, practicing already tomorrow. So put it behind you and move on.
How far do you go with, well, we were missing Harrison, Anthony Barr, and Linval Joseph as reasons for some of the deficiencies defensively?
Well, it doesn't help. I mean, Harrison practiced a fair amount this week in a limited fashion. Barr missed 2.5 days of practice, I think. Joseph was out the entire week. So they knew that was coming. But when they lost those players defensively, it was still a 7-0 game. I mean, it was a 7-0 game for quite some time. And, you know, I mean, bottom line, not to completely go cliche here at Vikings.com, but how about a tip of the cap to Russell Wilson, Doug Baldwin, the Seattle Seahawks? Granted, they're 7-5, but they're hot. They're scoring 37 points a game over the last four games, and they were better than the Vikings today, but the Vikings are still 8-4, so let's play.
The challenge does not get any easier the week upcoming, because 4 days from now, the Vikings will be in Arizona playing the NFC West division-leading Arizona
Great.
Cardinals.
That's so awesome, yeah.
The challenge keeps going.
Hey, local flair, too. Larry Fitzgerald Jr., Holy Angels High School in Richfield, Michael Floyd, Creighton Darum Hall in St. Paul, Carson Palmer, maybe the comeback player of the year. Sounds like a daunting task.
Now, if the Vikings do indeed make the playoffs, Paul, they will have done so despite going through a very challenging stretch of games down the stretch here. Probably good for a young Mike Zimmer team to go through some of these battles before you get into the postseason if you do make it.
You know, with the way the team lost to the Niners week one, you know, I left that game completely shocked, and I didn't think there was anything good about it. But kind of in serendipitous fashion, for a team that had the head coach end practices early a couple of times, including the final day of training camp, kind of because he seemed to think they felt they were better than they were. There might have been a little serendipity out of that 49ers game. Off the Green Bay game, that thing got out of hand a little bit. I can't find anything good off the way things developed today. I mean, it's too late in the season. You're an 8-win team. I believe the Vikings will go to the playoffs, and I'm not sure they're going to win Thursday night, but I can't find anything good out of today, except for Cordarrelle Patterson's kick return. That was pretty cool.
The loss drops the Vikings to 8-4, still in solid position in the NFC, but lots of work to do here down the stretch with four more games to go. The next one, they are at Arizona. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of this game, for press conferences, and for build-up to the Vikings game on Thursday night in Arizona.